Welcome to Canada. Canada is the second largest country in the world and one of the most beautiful. Located on the continent of North America, it is full of lakes and rivers, mountains and tundra, and many different animals. To its south is the United States of America, and to the north, east, and west are oceans. There are over 32 million people in Canada, from many different backgrounds and cultures. Three adventurous friends, Wandering Wally, Hiking Holly, and Ambling Andy, will now take you across each of Canada's 13 provinces and territories. Along the way, you will meet other friends of theirs, each named after the capital city of their province or territory. Come on a journey with Wandering Wally and Ambling Andy and Hiking Holly. All across Canada, under skies blue or gray, they see many places and friends on the way. The capital cities of the places they go are also the names of the friends that they know. Wandering Wally has quite a journey ahead of him. After first visiting his grandmother in Saskatchewan, he'll cross the prairies westward through Alberta. Then he'll climb the Rocky Mountains and head into British Columbia, with pals to visit at every stop. Finally, he'll hike up the Pacific coast to go mining with his friends in the chilly mountains of the Yukon and Northwest Territories. Wandering Wally forms a smile and then begins his quest. He starts off in the prairies and heads off toward the west. The mountains and the coastline are places he'll pass through, with provinces and territories near the ocean blue. Grandma Regina is named after the capital of Saskatchewan. More elderly people live here than in any other province. After Wally starts his journey, Grandma Regina decides to do some traveling of her own. Her trip takes her from the town of Saskatoon to the Big Muddy Badlands in the south. The Badlands were actually used as a hideout for outlaws 100 years ago. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or Mounties, tried to catch these outlaws and put them in jail. The Mounties still make their home in the town of Regina today. Regina plans to travel to the south of Saskatoon. She tours Big Muddy Badlands, then goes north to Sandy Dunes. With all the many rivers and also lakes to cross, Wally is quite fearful that Grandma might get lost. Wally's friend Edmonton is named after the capital of Alberta. But Edmonton actually lives in the nearby city of Calgary. Wally makes sure to visit Edmonton in July each year, for that is when he can enjoy the famous Calgary Stampede, the world's largest rodeo. Yet, Wally doesn't mind visiting Edmonton during the winter months as well. Chinook winds that come from the Rocky Mountains in the wintertime help keep the prairies of southern Alberta warmer than you might expect. Young Edmonton just loves to watch the Calgary Stampede. He helps round up the cattle and then rides a trusty steed. He hikes through warming Chinook winds while heading toward the Rockies, then walks the southern Badlands, the forests, and the prairies. Wally's next visit is to British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. The parents of his friend Victoria had left China to live on Vancouver Island. In fact, British Columbia is home to the largest community of Chinese people in the country. It is also where many movies and television shows are made. Vicky lives near a forest of red cedar, the oldest trees in Canada. On Vancouver Island, there's a lovely coastal breeze. Victoria dances round and round the old red cedar trees. To become a famous movie star is what she often dreams, while her father catches seafood in the ocean and the streams. Next, Wally travels north to Yukon Territory. By now, he's very tired from all of the hiking, and he welcomes the chance to ride his pet, White Horse. White Horse feels right at home on the Yukon tundra, which is rocky land covered with moss, shrubs, and grasses. Together, Wally and White Horse go hunting for Yukon's many precious metals. They also enjoy the beautiful views from Mount Logan, Canada's highest mountain. White Horse searches very hard and tries to find some gold. He lumbers very slowly and braves the tundra's cold. For lead and zinc and silver, he digs and hunts and mines. Then he catches lots of fish, and happily he dines. The Northwest Territories are home to Canada's longest river, the Mackenzie. The deepest lake in Canada, Great Slave Lake, is also found here. Wally explores both of these beautiful areas with Yellowknife, an Inuit Indian named after the capital of the Northwest Territories. Wally and Yellowknife have heard that diamonds were discovered in the Ekati and Diavik mines, not far from Yellowknife's home. Yellowknife works very hard, up in the cold northwest. She digs for diamonds all day long and hardly takes a rest. She climbs up Mount Nirvana with faces very steep. Then she goes to Great Slave Lake, so wide and cold and deep. Many different types of land surround Canada's enormous Hudson Bay, and Holly plans to explore them all. Far up north in Nunavut, it is extremely cold. Much of the land is frozen and divided into many islands. The famous Canadian Shield is land that is rich in forests, metals, and minerals. This special area is in Manitoba and other regions of Canada, and it's a great place for exploring. The lowland plains of Ontario and Quebec are where most of the people in Canada live. Holly travels round and round the lovely Hudson Bay. The forests and the lowland plains are where she hikes each day. She sees big cities in the south and bison in the fields. She mines for gold and zinc and other treasures in the Shield. Holly's friend Iqaluit is an Inuit who lives in Canada's newest territory, Nunavut. The Inuit are the native people of many parts of Canada. They are very skilled at arts and crafts, such as soapstone sculptures, and they sell their work as a way to make a living. Whenever Holly visits, Iqaluit lends her an extra heavy coat to wear so that she'll stay warm. It gets so cold in Nunavut that oceans, rivers, and lakes freeze. So it's actually hard to tell where the land finishes and the water starts. Amazingly, it is also usually too cold to snow. Far up north in Nunavut, Iqaluit loves to fish. It's both his favorite pastime as well as favorite dish. He walks by frozen igloos and crosses icy lakes, passing soapstone carvings that his mother proudly makes. Holly's next hike is southward around Hudson Bay to the province of Manitoba. Her host Winnipeg, also called Winnie for short, lives on her father's big farm. Winnie's mother works at the Royal Canadian Mint in Manitoba, where she helps make Canadian money. One of Holly's favorite places to visit is Churchill, which has so many polar bear making their dens nearby that it's called the polar bear capital of the world. All through Manitoba, Winnie has lots to do. She travels up to Reindeer Lake with bears and caribou. She helps her father harvest wheat and sell it by the pound, then goes down to the Royal Mint with coins so bright and round. To the east, Holly greets her friend Toronto, named after the capital of Ontario. Toronto is also the largest city in all of Canada. More than half of the people in Toronto come from other countries, making it a very interesting place to visit. During Holly's stay, she and Toronto visit Ottawa, which is the capital of the whole country of Canada. Before leaving Ontario, Holly makes sure to visit Niagara Falls, one of the world's most famous waterfalls. Of Toronto's many neighbors, some are Portuguese, others speak Italian, and many speak Chinese. To Canada's bright capital is where she makes her way. She heads past Lake Superior and rests in Thunder Bay. Holly's last hike is to Quebec. Here she meets her good friend, named after the province's capital, Quebec City. Like most people in the province, Quebec's first language is French, and she teaches Holly a few new words during her stay. They hike through the forests of Quebec, which cover half of the province and make up the most forest land in all of Canada. Quebec and Holly then retreat to the great city of Montreal. It's there that they enjoy many activities, including eating the delicious poutine, a combination of French fries, cheese, and gravy. The Atlantic provinces are on the eastern coast of Canada. Andy is ready to travel through all of them and visits his friends along the way. He and many other tourists will be visiting beautiful places like Prince Edward Island and Nova Scotia, and also watching whales dipping in and out of the ocean waters. The Atlantic provinces are on the eastern coast of Canada. Andy is ready to travel through all of them and visits his friends along the way. He and many other tourists will be visiting beautiful places like Prince Edward Island and Nova Scotia, and also watching whales dipping in and out of the ocean waters. The Gulf of St. Lawrence and Labrador Sea have lots of great places for Andy to be. From Cape Breton Island, he sails on a ship, passing icebergs and whales on his seafaring trip. Andy's first visit will be with his good friend Frederick, who lives in New Brunswick. Frederick first takes Andy to St. John, the oldest city in Canada. Then they travel across the Heartland Bridge, the world's longest covered bridge. A little later on, they go to the Bay of Fundy to watch the highest tides in the world. The two friends take a break from their travels and sit together, eating interesting-looking plants called fiddleheads. Frederick tells Andy that fiddleheads are one of New Brunswick's favorite dishes. Frederick travels to St. John, New Brunswick's oldest pride. Then at the Bay of Fundy, he'll watch the rising tide. He walks across the Heartland Bridge where balsam firs he sees. He munches on some fiddleheads while hiking through the trees. Andy next meets up with Halifax, who lives in Nova Scotia. Their first stop after Andy's arrival is the scenic and popular Cape Breton Island. Andy is amazed to learn that it is one of 3,800 islands in Nova Scotia. He and Halifax then take a trip to the Annapolis Valley to pick crisp, delicious apples and search for sweet, juicy blueberries. They finish Andy's visit with a journey to the coast of Nova Scotia, where Halifax helps his father catch lobsters. Halifax boasts to Andy that Nova Scotia is the world's largest exporter of lobsters. Halifax skips over rocks while wandering the shore. He carries lobster, clams, and crabs and brings them to the store. He walks down to the valley to pick apples off a tree. He watches whales in Lunenburg while sitting by the sea. Andy's lovely friend Charlotte lives on Prince Edward Island, the smallest province in Canada. The island was named after Prince Edward, who was the father of England's Queen Victoria. Most people living on Prince Edward Island have ancestors from Scotland or Ireland, and they make their living farming and growing vegetables. As the two tour the island, Andy is amazed at the sandstone cliffs, red dirt, and gorgeous sandy beaches. Charlotte points out patches of seaweed, or Irish moss, along the way, and explains to Andy that it is used by the islanders to thicken ice cream, cheese, and toothpaste. Charlotte gathers Irish moss out on Prince Edward Isle. She loves the beaches and reddish dirt and walks for many miles. Her family near Cavendish grows onions and potatoes and many other vegetables like carrots and tomatoes. Andy's last visit is to Newfoundland and Labrador. In Newfoundland, he meets his friend John on a high cliff overlooking the icebergs in the Atlantic Ocean. This tall cliff is called Signal Hill. John tells Andy the sad story of a large cruise ship, the Titanic, which hit an iceberg and sank nearby Newfoundland many years ago. Andy looks out on the ocean from behind a telescope and looks for icebergs in the choppy waters. Afterward, John and Andy tour a steel mill that is owned by John's father, who proudly explains that Newfoundland produces the most iron ore and steel in all of Canada. John stands very proud and tall on top of Signal Hill. He looks out at the icebergs on the ocean, calm and still. He sees the lakes and forests with iron all around and views the island's dunes and hills, high cliffs, and open ground. This ends the journeys of Hiking Holly, Wandering Wally, and Ambling Andy. But feel free to take more trips with these three adventurous friends as they plot and plan to again travel all across Canada.